Industry experts say soybeans and corn could see another strong year and more acres set aside to grow the crops, but some areas of the farm economy may see a scaling back. For example, meat production is expected to decline in 2012 for the fourth time in the last 30 years due to rising feed costs and drought in parts of the U.S. UW River Falls ag economist Brenda Battelle says consumers can expect to pay a bit more for meat at the grocery store, which could affect demand.
Why do we care? Long-term growth of industries is dependent on consumers consuming meat. So it's an indication of where are we going to be able to go? What type of strength will we have when we want to turn around and increase our production numbers?
Wisconsin dairy farmers saw very healthy milk prices in 2011. Mark Stevenson is the director of the UW Center for Dairy Profitability. He says a variety of factors will decide market prices in 2012. But Stevenson expects to see a drop of nearly $2 for every 100 pounds.
Can I be that precise? No. I'm going to be wrong on one side of $1.80 or another, but I don't expect that we're going to even come close to having the same kind of price that we enjoyed this year. So this is a decline from the highest price we ever had.
Battelle and Stevenson were two of the speakers at this week's UW Agricultural Economic Outlook Forum. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.